Hey everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
I'm IBF's hashtag diarrhea.
And welcome to the show. How you guys doing?
I'm doing not good.
Actually, if Colleen seems a little bit lower in the volume today, it's because Colleen's heart and soul has been taken away.
I have no soul anymore. No Survivor soul.
Her purpose for her Survivor podcasting is
because usually you're pumped. I think if this would only have been a one-hour episode, we'd have a different Colleen on this podcast.
Yes, probably.
But since it was a two-hour podcast, you had the highs. Now you know what it's like to be a Charger fan.
I'm in the lows, When we sat down, Jay brought me up a little thing of Wild Turkey. Is this Wild Turkey?
It's Wild Turkey, yes.
Shake, shake, shake.
It's not IBS, is it?
It's not. It's only a little bit. I have to do Pure Bar at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I can't get drunk. But I can drink the little bit of the pain away.
Did you cry? Because I think all Fishbeck fans probably had to do the Fishbeck and cry. Right?
I was a little...
I get the whole... I think we talked about this in the last take. I get the whole... crying because nothing's worse when you have to go to the bathroom over and over and over again and it's pouring down rain and you got to keep going out in the bat. You know, I get that, but I just, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's I will say that this season everybody has come to play and I like the fact that everybody on that jury was blindsided, right? Everybody thought it was going to go a certain way and it turned on them.
It did.
So there's been no predictable.
I don't know if Sierra was necessarily blindsided as bad. I mean, she had to feel that she was a threat. She could have gone home. I mean, she's.
Yes, but they had the votes for Fishback.
It did, but I think that she had to know that she's been a target. I mean, they've been trying to get rid of her for a while. So it wasn't like, oh my God,
clarify like a blindside in that there wasn't like this majority alliance that was pretty locked in and knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, some players who have been playing a great game all season, three of those players played terrible today. There were three bad moves in the game today by three players, and then now that they've gone, well, one went home, and two are now close to being smack going home. I don't know what smack means, but that's.
I'm guessing one of those is Jeremy.
Yep, and the other one would be Tasha.
I don't know. I think Jeremy still has another idol. I think that I don't know Wentworth.
All three played terrible.
What was terrible? I mean, because Jeremy kept one of his people.
We'll get to it when we get to that point. I don't want to jump ahead now.
Yeah, before we jump in, let's take a second here to thank the reason that we're
I
able to
thank the patrons.
Be a patron and donate to the Wild Turkey Fund.
Anyway, thank you, patron, because without you, I wouldn't be here.
I feel like we're kicking Fishback while he's down now. It's
He took it well.
I mean, at least on camera, he took it well. I can't wait to see Ponderosa. But
yeah, yeah. I mean, gosh, it's just to me. I think it was a missed opportunity to get rid of Joe. But honestly, I probably would have voted all in on Abby because no one's going to give her an idol anyway.
Why vote for Abby? She can't win.
I agree. But again, everybody was against voting for Joe anyway, except for
because Fishbeck was the threat, and he had that.
Was he a threat? He wasn't going to win the game. If he's there with Jeremy, he's not winning. If he's there with Joe, he's not winning. If he's there with Abby
and Tasha, I think he beats Tasha.
I don't think he beats Tasha because everybody loves Tasha.
Not everybody loves Tasha.
No, you're seeing cracks in the armor in Tasha.
They wanted to vote out Tasha second if Steven didn't win immunity. It's odd that Jeremy's, you know, S don't stink. Speaking of poop, oh my God. All right, well, the one consolation of this, because I actually am like so
Let's get to the patrons thing, and then we'll get into the recap.
No, because it's about poop, and I need to say it. the one consolation to this entire episode, two episodes, is that if Steven has to go home, at least I get to talk about poop and it's relevant to the subject of the podcast, the show that we're podcasting about.
But actually, we talked about the poo idol last week, so I feel like
yeah, but that wasn't
you can interject that at any time.
So now we have the irritable bowel syndrome idol.
Like,
man, I really don't want it now.
All right. Let's get to it here. Thank to our patrons possible. Yes.
With all his tears, wouldn't he clean the idol?
Oh, God. All right. Big thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack that make this possible. Now, Colleen made a call out on the last Survivor podcast that if we hit 108 patrons, we would do a live stream by the next time we did the
but
podcast.
It doesn't matter now because I'm going to sit back and relax and enjoy the show next week.
Well, here's the thing is we did gain more patrons from last, but we ended at 107. The time of recording. Ba, 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 so close.
It might have been a good thing. I mean, seeing my pain tonight might have been actually like watching somebody have severe gastrointestinal distress in a rainstorm. It'd be the equivalent of that live.
But thank you to all 107 of our patrons for making this possible. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can over at patreon.com/JayandJack. That's patreon.com/JayandJack. All right, so let's start digging into this.
I'll totally do a Survivor viewing party for the finale if we get 108 before then.
That's only one. That's not even a challenge.
I don't know.
Anywho, why don't we dig into this because we have 2 hours worth of episodes to get into. So let's get into it.
Let's dig into this poopy episode.
This episode was full of poop. All right. So anyway, we've got the first hour, like selling your soul to the devil. We start on night 24. Jeremy thinks that I feel like it's kind of redundant to even talk about this first episode because whatever. But Jeremy thinks that they can still jump back to the Manpower Group after their voting block blindside of Wigglesworth and hopes that perhaps Sierra can go next. He explains this to Tasha, who's not happy, and she says, "You get one opportunity to leave me out of the loop." That was their opportunity. They don't get to leave me out of the loop again.
Until the next time.
But they didn't yet.
Yeah, but she still was stupid enough to go with him. But.
Yeah. Well, Joey is pretty pissed off, and he's trying to keep it together and not lose his S over one of his biggest allies in the game going home. He needs to win the next immunity because, quote, people are coming for me. And this was the start of a series of hashtags on Twitter that Shut Up Tim started with hashtag Joey obviously amazing. Joey obvious amazing or whatever it was. I don't know. It's funny. Whatever. I'm distressed right now. I would have looked it up.
People seem to be. I think what he's saying. People seem to be bitter towards Joe.
Well, it's funny.
Even Abby made some faces. I go.
Here's the thing. If they're bitter, then why do they let him stick around?
Because they knew that Jeremy was powerful and they wanted to knock Jeremy down a peg. And that's essentially what happened. So we go night 24 into day 25, and there is lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. And did I mention a lot of rain? Sierra feels that she's in a good spot right now. She wants to keep up the momentum, but the rain is ruining everything because nobody can have private conversations. So she worries that it will ruin her game if she cannot continue to talk to ensure her safety. I feel you, Sierra. I'm the exact same way. So we've got a thunderstorm going on, and Abby has obviously been to the planetarium, and she knows how thunder and lightning work, where thunder starts first and then lightning.
That was a funny line. I told you
the thunder comes first and then the lightning. Yes, thank you, Abby. Keith says he ain't starving to death, so he's 2 weeks out, and he'll sit there for 50 weeks to win $1 million.
2 weeks out, and I can do this game in 50 weeks with 45 days. If 2 days is 35 days, is 16 weeks. I don't know what I'm saying.
I love Keith.
You gotta love Keith, but I think he was trying to figure out how long. Okay, he's been here for 20. How long is it's 39 days? I've been here for 25 days. How long is that? I'm gonna figure that out.
You know, Jack, I'm not saying you have similar math skills, but I feel like Keith plays the game as you would play the game a little bit.
Now, hold on a second. Time out. You're questioning my math skills.
No. I'm saying you would have better math skills than Keith, But I'm saying his play, like his competitiveness and his style is
would be. I like Keith. I will, when we get to that, I'll talk about it. But I have no problem with Keith. It was just cracking me up.
Yeah.
Good.
I could have added 25. Okay, I have 14 more days here.
Keith, yeah, he was totally cracking me up too with his "Hell, Survivor ain't fun. Going on a cruise is fun."
And I got the Golden Child's shirt, man. I got his shirt. I got Joe's dry
shirt. That was awesome. We'll get to that. That was actually kind of fun. So we get to the reward challenge, and everyone is cold and wet. And actually, I did on the internets. I had seen that people were talking that. I guess it rained for like exactly how it did there for 6 straight days in Cambodia, and it was just absolutely miserable. And you saw everybody's toes and their feet and their.
I mean, we were picking on Fishbeck, but I because he does cry a lot. But I that rain would drive me crazy.
Yeah, and Keith's
I think it was just literally
like ugh.
It would literally drive you crazy.
I remember talking to Rob about this before. I said, "Why do you only have one roof and you have a roof and one wall? Why don't you put other? Is it illegal to put other walls up and your shelter? Why do you just have the thing with the wind blowing everywhere? Is it so the cameras can see you? Now with GoPros, they could put GoPro. I would have 4 walls.
Yeah,
I mean, you're sitting around all day long doing nothing. Prepare for the rain. What do you just? Keep
I think
building.
From a structural standpoint, like say if the winds are strong like they are. If you made it more boxy, it'd probably be hard for it to structurally stay.
Well, you wouldn't
put.
Have to box. You could make it like a pyramid type thing.
I mean, I get more like a teepee?
Like a teepee type thing. You could just, you know, have the thing slanted so the wind could blow off it instead of just blowing into it.
Maybe.
I would prepare. I'd be okay. I'm sitting around here.
But
doing
even when the engineers came and made a better one, they didn't make it a pyramid.
I thought the engineers were going to come in and build a house.
So did I. Honestly, I was kind of disappointed.
Windows,
by.
Because at your mom's, I go, wait, did they do it yet? I go, oh, I go, okay, wow, those guys must, they're good job. Did a good job. Same people that built my house.
I thought it would have been better, but yeah.
Anyway.
So at the reward challenge, everybody is shivering and they look miserable. And the winning 5 are going to be taken out of the rain to get shelter and blankets and be warm. They do another schoolyard pick. And weren't the teams kind of similar to last week's? We have the blue team of Wentworth, Kimmy Fishbeck, Jeremy and Keith, and the purple team of Tasha, Abby, Joe, Sierra, and Spencer.
Was I the only one that figured that Fishbeck's team was going to lose because of the previews of him crying?
Yes,
I said that. I think Fishbeck's team's going to lose here because he was crying in the previews.
Yeah,
I said that to Jay too. I said we didn't see that preview shot really like all of it. I really think that Steve's going home because.
But to Fishbeck's credit, he knew to go after the strongest guy, and he tackled Joe, and the other team stole the strategy.
Right.
Well, at least he's smart at that. That was. Perfect strategy. You take the strongest guy and just take him out of the game.
Right. And this challenge was first played in Token Jeans, where Steven scored the winning basket. So he was the knowingest reward challenge player. But
plus, he's good. He's good in the water games.
Kind of.
Well, because he's used to water.
Because of his tears.
Yes.
You can do it. You can say it. People like it on the Twitters.
Well, it's the last day we can do it. Well, he might cry at the. Maybe the final tribal council way has to vote.
Well, I think we just need to start adding Ponderosa podcast, so then we can, because he's probably going to cry in his Ponderosa episode.
Look at my feet. And his feet are nasty, though.
It's pretty.
But remember Katie Collins' feet from the first Blood versus Water, Tina's daughter?
Yeah.
Remember when her feet? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they showed it, too.
Yeah, they did. It was so gross.
It's like, why do we have to show her pussy feet?
Yes. They just so this is when Shut Up Tim tweeted, WTF more feet S did Quentin Tarantino direct tonight's episode?
This is like a pre-Survivor strategy thing. Like, would it be wise to like toughen up your feet before coming on the show? Like going barefoot everywhere, kind of getting more calluses on your feet.
Well, he obviously didn't know. He's probably not watched Band of Brothers because any war movie, you have to keep, they tell you, you protect your feet.
Yeah.
You have to keep your feet dry. And he didn't know, you got to get your feet, they're not going to heal up unless you get your feet dry.
Oh, yeah. So remember how Wu wore those toe shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Production, I guess, in one of the immunity challenge, like, you know, behind the scenes videos, they said from last week that they outlawed bringing those shoes because they thought that it was an unfair advantage to have them.
But what if everyone brought them?
Yeah, if everybody brought them, then it would be an unfair advantage.
I guess, but then you have to coordinate 20 people bringing those shoes.
Well, you just tell them this is your you can
wear it if you want to.
You say just put it in the list of things. You can bring toe shoes if you want. As ridiculous as they look.
Yeah.
You can bring them.
But yeah, after, like, because Wu had such an advantage having those, they said
maybe I could see, like, at the challenge, okay, you can't wear the toe shoes, but if you want to wear them, like, day-to-day at the camp.
Right.
And I guess it's six straight days of rain, and that was a lot of rain. Oh, you can't get dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was brutal during that reward challenge. But so anyway, Jeremy scored first, and then after another rough round, Joe scores to tie it up. Spencer scores next to give the purple team the lead. Tasha scores for the win, and Sierra is excited to get to talk game.
I don't like that challenge because I don't like the fact that guys have to hit the girls.
I mean, it was fun to watch. I really did have fun watching it. I thought that Kimmy was going to, like, cut a bee because she looked so pissed.
Yeah, because Joe was not holding back.
No, he wasn't.
No.
He just was. I mean, if you watch that, he looks
like
kind of
unfair.
Guy.
Like, he's knocking down people half his size.
But it's part of the game.
I get it.
But I just don't like that challenge. It should be guys versus guys. I'm not trying to be sexist here, but just from a guy's standpoint, if I'm sitting there, if I'm on TV smacking a girl around, it's just going to come off bad.
Yeah, yeah. So we get to the actual reward. Everybody's eating food, drinking beer, staying dry. What kind of beer do you think that they drink there? It looked like Bud Light, but I don't think they would serve that in Cambodia. I don't know. Those are the things that I wonder.
Probably. Bud Light, Miller Light.
It was Cambodia Light.
Cambodia Light.
It was IBS Beer Light.
IBS Beer Light. Yeah. So they get to see some Cambodian culture at its finest, and Sierra proposes voting
out Steven.
It
was like a circus,
Steven.
Right?
Yeah, it was a Cambodia circus.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you get out of the game. Like I said, the best thing, that's, I think, why they're playing so hard. You could get dry. I don't think it was food or anything else. It was the fact that you could get out of the rain and just dry off.
Yep.
Yeah. So Sierra, like, you know, kept playing hard. She wanted to get Steven out, and everybody was dead set on getting Steven out at this challenge. There wasn't even any doubt this early on.
Yeah, I mean, it comes to, I guess, the reward put a target on his back.
But well, we said it last
not
week.
The
it
reward.
Was, no, his. I'm sorry. His advantage.
His advantage. We said last week that that's not always good to have.
I know, and I guess looking back, he should have just played it right away and been done with it.
Yeah.
So the target wasn't there. In hindsight.
Right.
Because he wasn't really much of a threat, kind of, before.
No, I mean, we'll get to that. But we'll get to that, I'm sure. But we go back to Orkun. Keith is wearing Joe's shirt, and there's a lot of Joe hate. Steven points out that Jeremy would be winning if Joe was out. And at that point, I thought, maybe Jeremy might be a little bit not okay with voting Joe out, if that for everybody to hear that. Keith wants to get Joe out to give other people a chance to win immunity. Wentworth says that Joe made his own bed, and Joe is playing everybody in a very arrogant way. Steven says he's had his story, and then he has, like, this evil face. It kind of reminded me as, and this is where I kind of think, like, getting out of the game some of the Survivor podcasting that Steven's done over the past few years, because they often play a clip from Jonathan Penner, and it's like, I'm like a storyteller, that's what I do, and it's when he says that in Survivor Philippines. So I feel like sometimes some of those quotes are just, you know, right on the mind there. Joe's had his story. Steven says he's had his fingers in basically every pot right now, and although he thinks it's a death knell to say it, he thinks that he's in a good spot. And that was the 15th time of the night that I freaked out.
Yeah, you never say that.
He even said that you never say it, but he said it anyway. Oh, man.
But yeah, at that point, I was like, "He is. We're not making out of this night alive. Like, it's not going to be good." So we go to night 25. The weather continues to be really.
That means we
really
got 14 days left.
Mm-hmm. The weather continues to be really, really crappy. Steven is having a breakdown. Jeremy says, "Poor guy," and Steven goes off to have some gastrointestinal distress.
It happens. It was probably some water he drank.
Or the fact that he was so, his whole body was so stressed out, right? From. Yeah.
Well, weren't they showing the, they were showing how those, they were catching rain in those little cup things. Maybe that was coming, right. Maybe it was some bad water in the.
Maybe.
Cup.
But still, I thought that was an interesting just show, like
how much rain. Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of rain.
There's a lot of rain.
Like, to fill up a cup like that, that's a crap ton of rain.
Plus, rain is depressing anyway.
Yeah. But this is the cold, and yeah, absolutely.
Cold, the rain, it's just...
Yeah, it's tough.
But Jeremy says Steven looks so bad, he hopes he's okay. He wants to keep some loyalty around him. And then we see that we hear that Steven's stomach, and we see that his feet are messed up. And his feet are messed up. I mean, it was like, made Keith's feet look kind of nice. Keith's feet look gross.
But I'm a competitor.
Right.
I'm going to keep playing.
Well, look, Steven never pretended to be a physical competitor. Well, we move on to the immunity challenge. Jeff gives everybody the black and white rocks. He asks them how they're doing, and Steven says that they haven't been dry in days and explains to everybody for I don't know what reason, but, you know, maybe he's like me. He's, you know, my spirit animal, and he also likes to talk about poop, and he talks about how he had severe gastrointestinal distress, and then says, you can hashtag that.
But they didn't hashtag it.
Well, I can see.
Because you know why? It was too long to hashtag.
Well, also, who can spell gastrointestinal?
So, IBS. I had hashtag diarrhea. Yeah. I had Taco Bell. Hashtag Taco Bell.
Hashtag Taco Bell. He says it was a low point in his life. So then Jeff gives everybody a decision to make. They can either put their hands out with a white rock to get shelter or a black rock to play. And at least five people have to give immunity to win. And then in a very unfortunate Jeff Probst quote, he says, I want to see five whites.
Yeah, he did say that.
And I was like, there's got to be a better way to say that, Jeff.
Five white rocks is what he should have said.
Yeah.
So everybody except for Keith and Joe have the white rocks, which I was shocked at this. I truly, truly, truly thought that it would be much closer than, you know, 9-2.
Well, I think that's a good, you know, pulse check on how miserable they really were. If like that many was just like,
but
we need something better than
that
we have.
But a lot of the people that voted that took the was it the White Rock?
Yeah.
They weren't going to win anyway.
It is true. Like Sierra, like
you mean
saying
everybody
was,
but Joe. So
well, I mean, I think Keith.
Sierra,
is a good
I'm a team player. You weren't going to win anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys. I had more respect for Keith and Joe than I did the other people not doing it.
I don't know.
I mean, Joe was in it where he had to, right?
Well, Joe had to do it, and Keith. I give Keith credit. He could have easily taken the easy way out and said,
"Yeah,
I'm not going to do it." But he's there to win.
Yeah.
He's a competitor, he is good in the challenges, and he is trying to get Joe out.
Yeah.
Right? So why let Joe have a free ride?
Yeah.
So the people mocking him and all that stuff, I just was, whatever.
I'm a bad competitor. Like, I'm just bad at things, and, you know, I would lose every single immunity challenge ever if I went out there. So I was totally, you know, I would have been okay with picking the White Rock. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I probably would have lost, but I would have taken the Black Rock.
I know. And I would have lost
completely. No loss pun intended.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like you and Keith have some very similar personalities.
Yeah, I just would have done it.
I'm here to win.
Even if I was in Jeremy's shoes, I would have played it. Because you're also making it seem like you're comfortable in the game, too, and that could put a target on your back.
Jeremy, I didn't mind as much just because he's honestly not very good in the challenges either. Like, has he been close in any of them?
But he said that he's not really trying early on the season. He's not trying because he doesn't want to get a target on his
back. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, well, for the most part, Jeremy has stayed under the radar. But
yeah, well, we'll see. But So Joe takes a little dig at Steven and says that, you know, Keith says that he's in it because he's a competitor, but Joe's like, well, I can suck it up. And that was the first time
Rain's
that
not going to bother me.
That was the first time that I used the F word on Joe tonight.
But I think he was right. I think he was right. They were making faces at him. They were mocking him and stuff like that. I can take it. I can take the Rain. I'm here to win.
Mm-hmm. But we have a great Jeff quote. Keith made it fairly deep the first time. Good for Keith. I don't think everybody makes it fairly deep the first time. But Joe wins immunity. Shocking. And Steven wants to take out Sierra. We go back to Orkun.
Why was Abby so mad at Joe for winning the immunities?
I think Abby was just cranky and tired and been around poopy pants all night.
Okay. Because she just seemed like she... I go, where have they had friction? I was trying to...
It's rack Abby. Like,
but she was like, oh,
yeah.
He won.
You know something? Abby that had to poop on camera last week was so judgmental this week.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Jay's rolling his eyes right now, I think.
No, I just... I'm still just thinking about the last tribal, so I just need to get to him. Like, still going in my head on what they did wrong. But go ahead, sorry.
Anyway, so, you know, Spencer points out that, you know, whoever gave it up whoever gave up the chance to take immunity is not going to be whoever gave it up. But, you know, Keith went deep his first time. they might regret that that decision to do that. Keith says he just wants to take out the golden boy. Stephen's crew wants to get out Sierra. Stephen doesn't want to waste his advantage too early, though. Joe wants to get out Steven, and Abby calls him poopy pants several times. It was like she had to keep saying it until she was acknowledged, which
well,
I don't...
Someone didn't get it, though, right?
I think it was Joe that didn't get it. It was like, huh?
No,
it's
I think he got it. I think Abby was just on a level that was way more my level than Joe's level.
It's like, get it, poopy pants? Why aren't you laughing?
I laughed. I mean, I hated
hashtag
it,
poopy
laughed.
Pants. Laugh. Laugh.
They hashtag that one.
So anyway, Sierra wants to get out Fishbach to flush the advantage out. So two of them are going to write Kimmy. Tasha wants to talk to Spencer and is worried about Sierra's resume. So Tasha's starting to think, you know, if we go, you know, far enough in this game, I can't have Sierra winning all these challenges or I'm sorry, not winning all these challenges. I can't have Sierra getting all these, being behind all these blindsides, getting people out, which is funny that nobody is considering Wentworth in that, because I truly would have split the vote against the two of them again, because Wentworth's got a very impressive thing going on.
She's a stronger competitor too.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that nobody is looking at Wentworth as that much of a threat anymore. So Tasha proposes to Spencer, if we unhinge Sierra's crew, then they are up for grabs, meeting Wentworth and Abby. Spencer is on board with getting out Steven. Spencer, Joe, and Tasha present Steven to Jeremy, but he wants to know why not stick to the plan and vote out Sierra. And Tasha does agree that...
All I gotta say is stick to the plan.
There were so many stick to the plan references over these 2 hours.
Stick to the plan.
Like,
it's day 26. We got 19 days left.
So just stick to the plan. Don't poop your pants out there.
All I gotta say, stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan. Got to take that heel.
And you know the funny thing is? You had the flu during that episode, and you still remember that.
Did I during that episode? No, I remember.
You had the flu during the Drew Christie vote out episode. It was a double episode. It was Drew Christie and Kelly Wentworth, I think.
Oh, okay.
So it was Kelly first and then Drew. But... So it was the next one, the Reed vote out, when he said stick to the plan, right?
Yeah.
But, or whenever that was. anyway, that group on the beach decides to vote Steven. Jeremy does not like this idea because he wants to get out Sierra. He tells Spencer privately that Steven is loyal to them while Sierra is a floater and she needs to get taken out. Jeremy says that they're giving Sierra more traction than if they got out Steven, and Spencer reiterates that he really wants Steven to go home. Sorry, Jack, go ahead.
Should they have just not told Jeremy anything?
He
did it the week before to them, to most of them.
Right, but, well, not Spencer. I think
Spencer
was part of the flip.
Was part of that flip, so
that's
I think
true.
That Spencer thought that, so So, yes, he trusted the wrong person in Jeremy this vote, but I think they told Jeremy because they were all, you know, on board with Jeremy being a part of their voting block.
Right.
So I think that that's why. But, I mean, this was the first of – I'm sorry. This was the, what, like, 128th of my 900 heart attacks tonight. But I thought for sure that Jeremy was going to convince them to not take out Steven. Because Sierra had, like, confessional-wise, Sierra looked good. She had, like, this classic, great, like, you know, this is my boot episode edit, which I think for the first time this season, other than Monica, who had, like, the boot episode, you know, I think Sierra's was probably the other one that was the most likely, right?
Well, it shows that Jeremy's not running the game.
Yeah.
It shows that, yeah, Jeremy is, which is what Steven had said to convince them last week to get out Wigglesworth. But we go to Tribal Council. Wentworth and Steven recap their lowest points. We don't need to go into that again. But Poop, Joe points out that if he put out the White Rock and wasn't as selfless as the rest of them, then he would be going home. They talk about sticking to the original plan versus using the advantage. And everybody decides that the advantage Steven has is actually a disadvantage. And then Jeff asks everybody, are the people that did not play for immunity, did they make a million-dollar mistake? And I feel like, you know, it was pretty much a 7 or 9 out of 11 chance that they were making a big mistake. So, yes.
Well, but that's this is where I don't agree. It was first Sierra million-dollar mistake because she wasn't going to win.
No.
Her odds of winning that challenge were pretty slim to none.
They knew the challenge, what it was before. Beforehand,
yeah.
So you're looking at it going, yeah, that's a tough one to win.
I mean, sure.
And balancing on one foot, holding that ball with a buoy, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
And she had to have known that they had to have known Joe was going to go in the challenge. There was no way he wasn't. So they had to be thinking that too. Well, I haven't beaten Joe yet. There's no way I'm beating him at that.
Yeah.
So
people, I think, could have maybe done it. I haven't really seen it this season, but Tasha did a really good job in her season with like these kind of balancing stamina.
I was kind of shocked Tasha didn't do it.
Yeah.
But to say that Joe is being selfish for doing it, like you said, if I don't do it, I go home.
Right.
And unless Steven plays his advantage. I'm sorry, spoiler alert.
Jeff asks if anybody has a hidden immunity idol and wants to play it. Jeremy says, yeah, Jeff. And then we cut to commercial.
I knew what he was. I go, don't do it, Jeremy. Let him go. He'll cut your throat the minute he has a chance. Don't do it. Don't do it. But he did it anyway.
And yes. And at that point, I was like, well, I guess Steven probably owes Val one of her immunity idols.
she can have the next one.
So let's talk about the move. I think is the consensus that it was a bad move to just let Steven go?
No.
He should have let Steven go because he went against his voting block or his alliance. They all wanted Fishbeck gone. He decided because he couldn't sway them. He said, "Screw you. I'm going to change the vote."
Yeah.
But it worked for Wentworth.
It worked, but then it worked for Wentworth. She had to do it.
Yeah,
she had to survive. Jeremy didn't have to. Jeremy now just put a target on his back. Then you have to also think, okay, he played one idol. Does he have another one?
Well, here's the thing. Jeremy, he put a target on his back, but he didn't because even the next episode, they weren't going to.
Well, they want to get rid of Fishbeck. But
they
now,
want to get rid of Fishbeck or Tasha. Nobody even mentioned Jeremy's name.
I know, but where's Jeremy on the pecking order right now?
Oh, Jeremy's at the top of the pecking order, and that's they wanted to get rid of Steven or Tasha to get at Jeremy, but why not just Jeremy just played an idol? There's no way to know that he has a second one,
but
so why not just go after him?
Anyone that plays an idol for someone that early in the game, I would be thinking he has another idol. Now obviously I know
wouldn't.
because I go, why would he play an idol for this guy that we all agree has to go home? And that he went against his core people.
But were they his core people? I don't think he thought of them as core people.
So
his core people were Fishback, Tasha.
But he's
Spencer,
in. He's in.
I guess.
But he's so far. He's in the. He's not been making up until this point. Up until I think last week when he flipped and went to. And they voted off Wigglesworth. That started his downfall. I thought he was in position to win this game, and now I think he's done.
Yeah, I mean, he's my pick, and I still really like him. I really like his playing style, and so I hope
he's loyal.
Yeah,
and that's that unfortunately is going to be his biggest. I think he thought if I take Steven with me and Tasha, I win.
Yeah, he would have won.
He would beat those three. Those two. I don't know. Fishbeck would probably get some votes.
I don't know. I mean, nobody trusted him.
Nobody trusts him because he's playing the game.
Yeah.
Jeremy's just sitting back going, oh, no. But once he threw that idol out there, I said, oh, Jeremy, why'd you do that?
So
it broke my heart.
If Jeremy was in the driver's seat, who's in the driver's seat now?
I can
Wentworth
say
and Spencer.
Wentworth, Spencer, and Joe.
F Joe.
I can't. I can't believe Joe is in the driver's seat if that is the case. But let's move on to the next episode here.
Yeah. So we move on to My Wheels Were Spinning. Oh, also, but we need to note that Jeremy did turn to Spencer and say, "I would do the same thing for you," which I thought.
But Spencer didn't take it.
Well, that was the thing. I originally thought I was like, "All right, well, you know, that's a decent thing to say."
Well, I believe Jeremy when he said it. Like, I believe.
I
believe Jeremy when he said it, but he should have told him he was going to do that before he did it.
Right.
Because now Spencer's smart enough to go, sure, but you didn't tell me you're going to do that, and you screwed up our plan to get Steven out of the game.
Well, no, exactly. And I'm not, arguing with that, but I think that Jeremy was actually telling the truth when he told Spencer.
Oh, I 100% believe that Jeremy was telling the truth. But, Spencer's thinking, Spencer's playing the, Spencer's like Steven Fish. They're all playing the game. Jeremy's like going, well,
Right.
Jeremy still has that loyalty and.
And to go back to Survivor Cagayan, it was at Final 11 when Cass flipped over and got Sarah out of that merge episode. And Spencer said 0% chance of winning the game. And she just looked at him and said, we have a long way to go. And this was 12 out, right? Sarah was voted out with 12 left.
I'm not sure. I don't remember entirely.
Let's ask Keith.
Yeah.
Can we just say that?
I don't know.
Can we just
say that? Say, stick to the
Cass
plan.
Must be listening to our podcast because she didn't flip anybody off coming into
that we
yes,
saw.
Even though it was recorded months before.
I think that she could tell she could
We went back in time. And
yeah,
she went back in time. She had her DeLorean.
Okay.
There we go. But there's a lot of game left, and that's for Jeremy. There is a lot of game left, but so we go into.
I think he hurt himself tonight.
We go into episode 11, My Wheels Are Spinning. After tribal council, everybody is impressed by Jeremy. Steven knows that he owes Jeremy, and Jeremy says, them dudes don't trust you, and Steven tells him, well, I owe you my life. Spencer is nervous about Jeremy's loyalties and thinks that it makes sense to jump ship. And I have to tell you that I had on in the background this morning the Mr. Survivor debates between Jeremy, Spencer, and Tony Vlachos. And I was just laughing to myself kind of when I was watching this scene, thinking about how funny it was that just a year ago they were, it was just me. So we go to day 26. Stephen is upset that he was so out of the loop. I call myself a know-it-all and last night I knew nothing. And then we find out that his foot is falling apart again. It was gross.
There's a lot of GG goodness from Fishbeck in these two episodes.
Oh my god! It's like they kind of concealed the know-it-all thing all season, but they didn't. But they did at the same time. It was kind of kept under the radar, although it was there. But I think that he said that he was a know-it-all about 20 times in this episode, at least four.
No,
or five,
other people
though.
Said know-it-all too. It's like he's a know-it-all,
Spencer. But we go to the reward challenge.
Which, for those who maybe don't know, it's Survivor Know It All's fantastic post-episode show.
We go to the reward challenge, and we have some Cambodian trivia. And I thought, oh, how nice. They're giving somebody other than Joe a chance to win something for once.
Well, I think even halfway through, Jeff pointed out that Joe was struggling.
He did. He was like, Joe is really sucking at this challenge.
Thanks, Jeff. Can I say this is another mistake by Steven, but we'll finish. Go ahead.
It totally was.
What was the the people
you,
he picks.
You never win individual reward
challenge. Yeah, so we'll get to that.
It always puts a target on your back.
The winner gets to go to a resort. So Jeff tells a story, and there is a hidden immunity idol clue that is within the questions. And of course, Wentworth finds it because her and Jeremy are apparently the 1% of idol finders on this season.
It's funny how that always works. It always seems to be the certain people seem to win, find the idols.
Seriously.
Like they're walking around looking for it. It's just almost handed to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so after tricking Abby, which was kind of awesome, Fishback wins reward. He takes Tasha and Jeremy. Spencer is
I love
pissed.
The Abby play, though. I mean, I know you say it's a mistake to win it, but I thought that was a pretty smooth move.
It's a smooth move, but I'm surprised she didn't figure out that he screwed her over.
You know why? Because he waited to get up there until after she had left, so Abby didn't know if he had answered it right or wrong.
I guess, but I just like I thought it was me laugh.
That was awesome.
I've said from day one, ever since they started this, I would throw that challenge.
But
there's no way.
So during that point in the challenge, Steven tweeted, "Who's the poopy pants now, Abby?" But yeah, no, I mean,
was it hashtag you're dead to me?
Yeah. But I feel like Steven said during the Second Chances press, like before it started, when he was campaigning, that he thought one of his biggest mistakes of Token Cheens was when he won a reward challenge that he took Taj and JT, and it kind of was just a mistake to take the two people. Oops, sorry. My alarm is going off. I set an alarm for 11:15 every night that tells me to go to sleep. Otherwise, I would be awake until 2 in the morning. I forgot to shut it off, but I just did. He said that was like his biggest regret was, I'm paraphrasing, that he thought that was a mistake, was winning that reward because.
But it always puts a.
It always puts a target on your back.
It doesn't matter who you pick. You're going to tick somebody off. And when he first picked Tasha, I'm like going, Jeremy. And because Jeremy had that look like, dude, really?
Yeah.
See, I thought he should have picked Spencer and Jeremy.
I would have done Spencer and Jeremy, personally.
Yeah, I would have, because you take the take Spencer out of the he can't, you know, going around camp.
Or even if I won it, I would say I want to give it to Spencer and let him take whatever he wants with them. And
I wonder if you can do that. Can you do that?
Yeah,
Jeff, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, you give a reward. But I personally, not that I would have won it anyway.
Oh, that's right. We did that in San Juan del Sur, where pretty much everybody gave up their friggin' reward.
Yeah. I would just, because especially when there's still 9 people left, you're leaving 6 people behind to talk.
Right.
I think it's always a mistake.
I think his mistake was thinking that Spencer was on his side and that Tasha was the ringleader of the rest of them. And he didn't realize that.
Tasha was not in on any of
this. Tasha was not the ringleader of the rest of them.
But didn't he also say, I gotta shore up my alliance?
I gotta mend fences, yeah.
Yeah, mend fences.
Or,
and
damage
I think he
control.
Said alliance.
Damage control, yeah.
Damage control. I go, that's smart to tell everybody that.
Right.
But I've always said, too, because there was one guy who, I forget what it was, but he won reward, and he took the two people in his alliance, and the guy that was like, why did you do that? You're supposed to. We talked about it. You're supposed to take the people in, not in our alliance. I can't remember which one it was, but I was like going, "Oh God!" And the guy was just like ready to kill him. Why'd you do that?
But yeah, I think you could also chalk it up to like just the sheer.
Somebody let us know who that was, because I feel like that's a season I've seen. Anyway,
I feel like the sheer like toll being out there takes on those people. Like at that point, I could see why you're not as mentally sharp as maybe you would be if you're outside looking in.
It's definitely easier to, but he's a know-it-all. He knows the game.
I know, but look at him out there. Poor guy's having a mental breakdown every day.
I get it, but he should.
Severe gastrointestinal distress.
I give him credit because a lot of people would have quit at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm not gonna quit. He's miserable. His feet are a mess. He's going to the bathroom every 2 seconds. A lot of people just said, forget it, Jeff. I'm out. He said, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. So I give him credit for that. So he should have known better. I don't need to win this reward. Let someone else have it.
Yeah. But again, I can see where you're so mentally drained.
Oh, I get it.
That
but
you're
just
not as you're not making the best choices. Let's be honest. You're not making the best choices.
I get it.
But there's a certain amount of mental toughness you have to have. And, you know, honestly, I felt bad for Steven. It's a fellow podcasting brethren, no matter where
whatever.
They are. So
you're just saying this to make me feel better.
Podcast fraternity. But I think he just wasn't mentally strong enough this season. There's so many demons he had in his second chance that he just didn't take the Cochran approach and just kind of have a whole new game. He yeah. just played with the demons of his previous game the whole time, and it just overtook his mind.
I think it did. And like you said, he was doing great when he was flying under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
When he started trying to make moves,
yeah.
he became a target, and winning that and winning that advantage.
But I guess you could also say, like, there's this whole thing now about having a solid resume, so you can't stay under the radar the whole time. You have to be able to orchestrate moves.
I think with a group of second chances players, that's true because they've all played the game. You have to do something.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem is everybody there is looking out for themselves because in a non-second chancers game or rather a normal people seasons game, you've got the people that are content with being kind of taken along or not playing as passively because they just want to get to the end and get that money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got those returning players, it's everybody's in it because they've got something to prove. They've been there. They know what to do. They're like itching. They're ready to jump the gun and snap. I mean, other than, you know, like Abby or Keith or whatever. But sorry, Tim. But I think that that's the thing. They just happen to show more of Steven's storyline wanting to do that this season because that his storyline directly involved taking out Joe the Golden Boy, and he failed at that. So that was compelling to them. And I think that that's why we saw a lot more of that than we've seen of other people's second chances.
Maybe like Wigglesworth?
Right. Well, Wigglesworth just flat out refused to play the game with that, where she didn't want to live in the past. She wanted to live now. So,
well, they said after they voted her out, they came back. She was a threat.
Yeah.
And she was playing the game, but we never saw it.
Yeah. It's true. It's very, very true.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, so we go to Orkun, night 27. Wentworth is happy about her idol clue, she just is itching for the chance to get to go look for it, but she can't find it in the dark, so she's got to wait till the following morning.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I thought it was funny. When they went to the reward, I saw the pool. I go, is anybody really going to go swimming in this pool? After all that rain, they show how nice that pool looks, and they went, oh, wow. But I go, come on. Not one person is going to jump in that. If one person jumps in that water, then I don't hear any more complaining about the rain. Anyway,
very true. Very, very true.
And we have some masochists around us. So, but yeah, at the reward challenge, Steven is trying to do damage control. He really wants to repair his relationship with Tasha. He shares his advantage with Tasha and Jeremy. So that was, you know, the second time this episode where I was like,
well, it worked for Tasha. It brought Tasha back in.
No, I think he had to do it that
yeah.
point.
He had to.
No, he did, but it still seemed kind of, you know, ominous the way it happened. But yeah, he did, and I think it worked with Tasha. Well, it did work with her because she didn't vote for him in the end. Back at camp, Joe is gleeful about getting the chance to take out Fish back again. Spencer leads the charge. Abby wants Joe to let her win immunity the next day, which might have been the second best Abby moment of the episode after her teaching us how thunder and lightning worked and before the poopy pants thing. Everybody just looked like, you know, Abby's crazy. So Abby thinks that Spencer and Joe are sketchy. The group decides that the next day they're going to vote for Steven. And if for some strange reason we're in another parallel alternate dimension universe and Bigfoot is around and Steven wins, then they're going to vote for Tasha.
This Abby stuff is great, though. The stress on everyone's face when they're trying to convince her.
I know. It really is. Finally.
What do you need? You're not going home. I don't believe you.
Yes, we'll get to that. But
dead to me.
So Wentworth is trying to find her idol. Abby is the annoying little sister. She won't leave the shelter.
I go, pretend you're going to sleep.
Yes, and she finally does that, and just in the nick of time, she gets the idol and manages to get back before anybody notices.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, Keith was out there fishing, and then they show him in the hammock.
No, that was Abby in the hammock.
No. They show Keith laying. Abby went to the hammock. Then Abby's walking around the beach, and then Keith is in the hammock. I go, when did Keith get back and get in the hammock?
Well, then Wentworth must have taken a lot longer to get that damn clue than we thought.
Well, why did she run all just climb underneath the damn thing once Abby left? Get under there.
Right. Couldn't she have, like, dropped her earring or something under there? I mean, like, oh, yeah. I got to look for this. That's what I would have done. Or, you know, whatever I was wearing.
But then you
earring.
Risk, like, oh, let me help you. Like, no. I got it. Yeah. No, I got it.
I'm cool. No. Under here. It's only big enough for the one of us.
There you go.
But so that we go back. We go to the immunity challenge, and it's the feet stacking challenge, first played in Blood versus Water 2, when, as we're reminded, Jeremy was voted out after he lost that one.
Thanks, Jeff.
Is that the one that Baylor won?
I don't remember.
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure that was the one she won.
I do like this. I did like the line dinosaur feet.
Yes. Oh, my God.
There is, I do like how, you know, the returning players, they take Jeff with a grain of salt, which is like, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. You gotta concentrate. Dig deep. Shut up.
You're really sucking in this challenge. Joe has not answered one question right. Abby moving slowly.
Abby wasn't even running. That was funny.
I know.
But she came close to winning, save for, you know, falling for the old switcheroo with the fishback.
Mm-hmm. But Spencer takes a little while to get his pieces free, but then we finally get the wonderful quote, Spencer finally has his pieces free, and I giggled a little bit. But despite Spencer's late start, he manages to beat Joe and his 4-game winning streak and win immunity.
That's a tough challenge.
Yeah, that is.
You could see the stress. I mean, when Wentworth's feet, they were like shaking.
Everybody's feet were shaking.
Well, I think you have to have that kind of lower core strength to like keep it stable, like lift up.
You could see Joe was, for the first time, I think, panicking.
Yeah.
He knew he had to win. He knew he had to win, and he was just...
But he didn't.
when it fell over, he was like, that was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I totally agree.
I could have probably built it, but the flag, I would have knocked it all down.
Yeah, I thought for sure Spencer was going to lose out on that.
I'll admit, I was rooting for Joe here.
Why?
Not me. Oh, you know what? I was rooting for Joe.
I just think he deserves to. He shouldn't get kicked out because he's the best player.
But he's not the best player.
He's the best physical competitor. Yeah, he's the
competitor.
Best challenge person.
That's what I'm saying. He just gets kicked out because he's good at the challenges.
Yes. Because if he wins all the way.
Hey, look, and he's outlasted them in that
way. No one should be more jealous of me than him. He has beautiful hair.
Exactly. So why? What is this?
Hashtag island hair.
That's why people keep picking on ball people. Is you guys just hate on each other all the time. So,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
You guys just infight all the time.
I was rooting for Joe because how many times have I said, oh, I'm sorry, for 10 episodes, I have said that it's going to come down to Fishback versus Joe, and the week that Joe doesn't win immunity, it's going to be the week that Steven goes home. And you can go back to the tape. I'm sure somebody here can. I have said that every single damn week. I have said the week that Joe does not win immunity is the week Fishback makes his move, it backfires, and he goes home. So that's why I root for Joe every week. Not because I like Joe as a player.
You know, all you had to do is write Joe down twice.
We'll get to that. So we're back at camp. And guess what? Steven wants to take out Joe. Wentworth and Spencer want to blindside Fishback. Fishback tells Abby that they are going for Joe no matter what. And shockingly, Abby doesn't believe him. But you know something? Abby also doesn't believe Wentworth and Spencer when they say that they're going for Steven.
Spencer looked more frustrated in that than he did ever with Cass.
Yes.
You're not going home. What did I say to you? I don't know, Spencer. I don't trust you.
I feel like if you could choke somebody and it would be like legal in the game, Spencer might have played that advantage in that moment.
You can't lay a hand on anybody, nope. So...
Not an advantage.
Unless it's a competition.
Yeah, unless you're Joe
then
in the
you
water.
You can do whatever you want.
Yes. Oh, God. We didn't even talk about all the gratuitous Kimmy shots during the challenge. Kimmy was like one big blur at one point.
Who tried to take down Wentworth's pants? Was it Abby?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Steven is worried about Spencer, and he ends up telling him what his advantage is. And, well, that was pretty much his big downfall because, well, that gave Spencer all the ammo that he needed.
Wouldn't you have known that Spencer wasn't part of your alliance when he voted against you before?
I get that, but he's also probably thinking that Spencer wants to get rid of Joe, too.
Yeah.
Right, because there had been a lot of conversations prior to the wanting to get Steven out where it was pretty much mutually agreed upon by everybody that it was going to be Joe. I mean, even Wentworth at one point was on board with that plan. But
just saying it's one thing, actually believing
it's
another.
When you're in the big group, you have to say, yeah.
Definitely. Sure. We're going to do that.
Right.
Got to take that hill.
But, you know, Steven and Spencer, who knows what kind of, you know, discussions they had had that Steven also thought, you know, in the middle of the rain or whatever, they were sitting next to each other. Spencer put don't forget during the immunity challenge where Steven was talking about his gastrointestinal distress, Spencer was the one that like patted him on the back and put his arm around him. Okay, so
I think they're friendly. They're friends.
Right. And that's why. But that's, I think, part of the reason why them being friendly, that he thought that, you know, okay, we're going to vote together again.
And when Steven left on one of his poopy trips, Spencer did say, poor guy.
Yeah. So
you can care about somebody, but then still
this is a different Spencer. He's trying to be more personable. He's trying to be more, you know, he's trying to show more feelings. And when he gets home, and he might even tell his girlfriend he likes her.
No, my theory is Spencer's going to make it to the family challenge and he's going to tell his girlfriend that he loves her, and that's going to be his full circle of life. And if you listen to the Tribe podcast last week, I did say that I think that Spencer looks like Simba from The Lion King. So I feel like it's the circle of edit for Spencer that he's going to tell his girlfriend that he loves her and then he's going to get voted
I'll
go one step further. He has a coconut ring.
And he proposes?
And he proposes to her.
Would that be the first time that somebody's ever proposed to somebody on Survivor?
Here, I'm gonna. I love you. I want to marry you. She takes the coconut ring and throws it away and walks away.
No. Oh, my God.
I think he's going to ask her to marry him.
Oh, my God. I think you are totally right. I think that they're going to get to the family challenge, which...
If he makes it.
I think he's totally going to make it. He's totally going to be like, I love you and propose. And that's going to be the first time ever on Survivor that somebody has proposed to their girlfriend. And it's just going to be, you know, all sorts of Jeff like, Survivor is the best.
And people are going to be so, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. And they vote him off.
Yeah. Then he's
he
gone.
Should really be with his fiance now. Yeah. I feel like.
He really loves her that much. See ya.
Let's get her a conjugal visit to Ponderosa.
Well, hopefully at least gives her a hug. Because even that consoled Sierra when she was crying about, you know, messing her son.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kimmy must not be married anymore because she never mentions her husband.
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's a single mom of two boys that have medical issues, both of them. She had to move from Long Island to Texas because of their medical issues.
Yeah, one kidney problems, she said?
I don't remember off the top of my head, and I don't want to...
I think she said one had kidney problems.
Yeah, she said kidney issues on the show.
Yeah. Okay, see, I don't remember that, so, yeah. But
I think you're praying on your fishback rosary.
I might have been praying on my fishback rosary. I was doing...
Is it a poopy rosary? Now, don't hate me, Catholics. I just said poopy because, you know.
I was doing 10 fish Marys. It's actually... Hail fishies. I was doing 10 hail fishies and...
It's actually the fishback rosary is actually little tiny jars of his tears, and then you
it'd be more than little tiny jars. It had to be big mason jars.
But generally, a rosary is small little beads, so it'd have to be just little, you know, beads of tear.
Remember on day one when I cried? Day two, day three.
F you guys. Instead of holy water, it's fish's tears.
It's fish's tears. He could probably sell that. He could probably market it. Tears from the island.
But anyway,
you think that water from Jar in Texas will save you? Just try this stuff.
Try this one. might give you the runs. It might give you the runs, but other than that, you'll be good.
But at Tribal Council, Abby says that the vote, it's all about trust. Tasha says that the closer they get to day 39, the more the voting blocks may not work going forward. And when she had that confessional, I completely thought, oh my God, this is the end of the voting blocks. This is the end of them trying to make voting blocks happen. And the biggest proponent of the voting blocks was Steven. So this is also the end of Steven happening.
But this was a mistake by Tasha. She's letting him know that, you know, you got to trust your two, three, four people.
She's basically saying, we're in this alliance. You're not.
I just went on a reward challenge with my two core people. Who's the other person? And I said, Tasha, shut your mouth. Because even you can see Stephen Fishbeck going, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. I think at that point, most people have made up their mind. But who's to say she wasn't saying that before, talking about that before? Yeah. I said, Tasha, be quiet.
I mean, she was right that the closer they get to the end, the tighter that their groups have to stay.
She's right, but she was saying it was now. She said the voting blocks are gone. It's back to it's back to alliances.
Right.
And then Stephen tried to say it, and Fish and Kelly said, no, you said. So she called him out for that, and he's like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah. And so Wentworth does call Stephen out for using the word alliance instead of voting blocks. He tries to correct it, but, you know, Wentworth does that same little, like, I'm so awesome. I'm going to do a Periscope, and everybody's going to watch me because I'm so cool.
Isn't she your pick?
No. Oh, yeah, she is here. But it doesn't matter. I mean, Kelly on social media, she posted something on her Facebook page last week that was kind of spoilery, not for this episode at all. It was for one in a couple of weeks. That you can assume that, and I saw it because I follow her.
She can get in trouble for that.
It was taken down. So, but I saw it, and because I follow her on Facebook, and I was kind of pissed because it was totally show off and braggy, and that was kind of like the end of my Kelly Wentworth love, where I loved her last week, and then I was like, you know something, girl, shut up. We get it. You know, you like your game. Whatever. you like your game,
actually,
and we might like your game
someone
too.
You
so
pick.
Shut up.
I know. Yeah, you're rooting.
Well,
against
no, I'm
you
also
pick.
No, I'm also rooting against Spencer after this episode, and he's my other overall pick. So you know something, I quit this season. So we go to voting. Steven says he's gonna. It's right before voting. Steven tells Jeff that he's gonna use an advantage and he's gonna steal Joe's vote. And then we go to the actual
at this
voting.
At this point, I thought Joe was gonna cry.
I know.
Yeah,
I
he's like,
too.
I
can't believe it. He's looked. His face was just like, come on. I was because remember during the thing, he kept saying, I'm going home. Just tell me I'm going home. Just tell me I'm going to Spencer. You're not going home. You're not going home. They were and Wentworth was like, you're not. Don't worry. You're not. We have this worked out. We have this until Abby went around going, I don't know who to vote for. I'll decide it. I will decide it. Tribal.
Right. But so. The nail in Stephen's coffin was totally his confessional at the voting booth. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Let me savor this moment.
We've got one vote for Abby and one vote for Joe. And that was the downfall because the votes come up. 3 for Joe, 2 for Abby, and 4 for Stephen. And if Stephen had not split the votes and he had played either 2 votes for Abby or 2 votes for Joe, then even one vote, even both votes for Abby, it would have been a 3-3-3 tie, and they would have had to go back and re-vote.
Right.
And he had did he have the majority at that point?
Well,
yes,
he took
did,
Joe's vote,
had,
so they had 5 votes.
Well, no, he wouldn't have had to get and
well,
take that
sure,
vote again,
sure,
but it would have been
would
2
Joe
to 2.
Been allowed to vote?
Yeah, because it
no,
would have
because he took his vote.
Right. Yeah. It would have been 2 votes, 2 votes.
Right.
So
he was so worried about the idol being played. Was anybody shocked that Kelly didn't play the idol for Joe?
No.
I was shocked.
No, because
she said she would. I said, play your idol, play your idol, play your idol. I go, Joe's going home.
No, and because even if Joe had gone home, Kelly still would have been fine because Kelly has been able to float back and forth. I think that Kelly would have been fine. I think she knew she would have been fine. I think it was a little bit of a misdirect in the editing. I don't think that we have seen Kelly from day one with. From when she found her own idol to her saying that she was going to throw Terry Dietz under the bus to, you know, just how she's gone back and forth. She had Joe has no balls, and then she went back and voted with Joe, where I think that Kelly is out for herself, and I don't think that there was even
1%
chance she was playing that for Joe.
I think saving Joe might have, but it might have gave her an alliance. Of course, then she'd have trouble beating Joe.
Yeah, and then she would have, then the next round or closer to the final, you know, group, then they would have voted Kelly out, because unless she found yet another idol or won immunity somehow, then she's got the target on her, and you've got everybody sitting
there'd be
there.
There'd be an idol underneath her pillow.
Right.
the next challenge would be an idol under her pillow.
The idol fairy has left you a nice little gift. But no, I think that her playing it for Joe would have put a bigger target on herself, just like it put a target on Jeremy. You guys think
Jeremy,
it put a target on Jeremy, where she's not in trouble. There's no reason to play her idol at that point.
Well, like I said, it hurt Jeremy just because the group wanted Steven gone, and he should have said, okay, fine.
Cut his losses.
I'd still have two idols. I could play him and go. I could always disrupt the game. And he should just let Fishbeck go. For some reason, he just thought Fishbeck would never lie to him.
He wanted loyalty. He wanted people.
And I think Fishbeck at any point would have said, I can't beat Jeremy. I need to vote him out.
Well,
I think Fishbeck would have learned from his first time on Survivor. Yeah.
But it would have gotten a lot closer down. Right.
But I think it just...
But
I think
Steven also said... You know, I'm going to take, I'll go to the, I'm with you to the end. Like, I owe you my life. And I think that there is a part for Steven's personality
I've heard that before.
Well, I know. I do think that there is a part of his personality.
Marriages are 50% successful.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. In Survivor, there's this theory that you've got all, you know, the different archetypes of Survivor, and you've got that core group, that core pair, where one of them, you've got, you know, this two-person voting block that goes together, and one of them usually gets cut closer on to like the final five, so to say, at like, you know, 6-7, and then you've got that one person that's able to slip through and get to the end. You know, in like Philippines, you had Malcolm and Denise, where Malcolm made it to 4, but then Denise ended up winning. Or last season you had like, or not last season, I'm sorry, in San Juan del Sur, you had like John and Jacqueline, where, you know, they were kind of like their marriage of convenience, so to speak, where I guess you can make the point that it was Missy and John or whatever, but either way, Missy and Jacqueline still made it to the end, and then John was cut right before. So you've got, you know, that theory that you've got that tight pair. So I think that Jeremy was really hoping that they would have that tight pair. Steven's the one running around like chicken without a head, that he would be the one that would be targeted to get cut off at, you know, 6 or 7 or something, and Jeremy would be able to slip on through because they could eliminate the Joes and the Spencers and the people that were the targets for immunity, where if it did come down to, let's say, Kimmy, Kelly Wentworth, Abby, who's winning a challenge in, if it's coming down to that as like your final four? Jeremy, most likely, right?
Well, what if it's Jeremy, Steven, Kimmy, and Abby, and Steven has control? Does he cut Jeremy off?
I think so, because he said that his biggest regret in his first season was not winning immunity and taking Aaron instead of JT to the final two.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Jeremy was, I think he was just too trusting. I get what you're saying, that he wanted him to keep going around and be flying under the radar. But once he threw that idol down, he was no longer under the radar.
Right. Once he threw his idol down. Exactly. But maybe he was thinking, and I don't know this. I haven't checked Twitter, to be honest, like for Jeremy. But maybe he was thinking, well, it worked out really well for Wentworth to pull this out, because you're in a returning season where people respect that. So I think it might be okay with me. Or maybe we didn't see off camera. Maybe we had the side deals with Tasha and Kimmy, who Kimmy didn't seem to lose a beat. I mean, she was the one that was defending Steven for his choices when we got back to camp, where she was saying, well, you know, Jeremy saved him, so that's probably why he took Jeremy. So,
well, she's close, but they said her and
Steven are
close.
Really close. Yeah.
Right, and
so
Steven
of course
has said
she's
in his
defend
blog
him.
That he considered Kimmy to be his, like, podcasting, his Survivor little sister in a way.
Yeah, so of course she's going to say that, because she...
Yeah, I think there was a core alliance that was much tighter that they didn't have to worry just yet. But it's funny that Steven's always been such a big proponent of splitting the vote. That one week they didn't split the vote, Savage goes home.
Yeah.
So then everybody goes back to splitting the vote, including the first episode that we saw when Sierra went home, where they split the vote again.
Yeah.
And it ended up backfiring on everybody both times, both votes.
So when do you, kind of a like bummer. That's the question. When do you and when do you not split the vote? Because you're just a Wentworth move away. See, I would say don't split the votes and just vote Abby out, because you know nobody's going to go give an idol up for Abby. And you know she's going
to
be out.
Maybe everybody secretly wants to take Abby to the end because she's a pain
in the ass. I think they do, but it's almost like you've solved today, and we've said it early in the season. How can you have her on your – how can you have her your voting block or your alliance when you just don't know what she's going to do?
Yeah.
It would be – to me, it's like Jay was saying, you're out there. You're not eating right. You're not sleeping right. Your stomach's messed up. Everything in the world's going against you. Like even Keith said, it's not a vacation. People have Survivor's fun. No, going on a cruise is fun. Golfing is fun. Yeah. You know, everything other than Survivor is fun.
This is the win $1 million.
Win $1 million. I'd spend 50 days out here for $1 million. But you have someone like Abby who you just can't explain anything. She just is so irrational. You can't even. Yeah. I think Steven said she's crazy. She's insane.
Yeah.
I don't think in real life she's insane. I just think she's just hard to deal with. She's just paranoid.
Well, and so that's where I would say. I think the smarter move, and I get the obsession of getting rid of Joe, but just take out Abby. That's an easy vote. There's no stress. You take out Abby, and then you're slowly whittling away Joe's alliance until there's nothing left. He can't win every single challenge.
Right. But
because they thought that Abby was a part of their alliance.
And I
because of Spencer, because they thought they had Spencer, and that was the thing that...
I know, but I don't know how you can trust Spencer when you just know how he overplays all the time.
But... Right. He must have given them good reason, which to Spencer's credit, because they truly, I mean, Jeremy, Tasha, Steven, and Kimmy, who had been with Spencer since day like 6 or whatever the frig it was, 7, they all pretty much, you know, Tasha and Spencer, we had that scene with them together in the, you know, in the beginning, they all just completely trusted Spencer and thought that there was a problem. And that makes me wonder, is Spencer going to be in trouble next week because people can't trust him? Because you've got those four that don't trust him. You've got Abby and Wigglesworth Abby and Wentworth who are, you know, pretty much at the anybody but me stage. Joe is at that anybody but me point right now. So I wonder if Spencer is going to be in trouble next week, because Spencer pretty much is back where he was episode 2, where he's calling the shots and he's in that power position. But we know from Spencer's history, and that every time Spencer has got that football that he's going to kick, somebody's going to pull it out from under him. He's like the high of the highs and the lows of lows. So I wonder if Spencer is in trouble next week.
But I also think with splitting the vote, going to that, is nobody is telling, I mean, you only have two people with the idol, but they're not telling anybody they have the idol. I mean, that's
smart move, you know.
That's a smart move. I have never, because even when Kelly was sitting there and she had Abby there, Abby's in her alliance, basically.
Yeah.
I thought, well, maybe she'll just tell her. I go, no, you can't tell Abby you have the, that's the last person you can tell.
Heck no.
Because she's making those faces, please leave, please leave, please leave. I said, nope, you can't. I'd rather not have the idol.
Yeah,
then tell Abby, I have the idol.
Yeah.
Apparently, Kimmy voted for Steven. Somebody said in the Heidi said in the Facebook group that Kimmy voted for Steven, which I thought that it was Tasha, Jeremy. I thought that it was split. I thought that she voted for Abby, Kimmy, but.
Well, she looked shocked when he.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
Because it was 4 votes Steven, 3 votes Joe, 2 votes Abby. So I thought it was Steven's vote and like Kimmy's vote that was Abby. The Joe votes was Steven, Tasha, and Jeremy. And then the 4 for Steven were Wentworth, Abby, not Joe. Who are the other 2?
I don't know. But
Spencer? Must have been Abby, right?
Spencer, Wentworth, Abby, Spencer, and Keith.
Keith.
Okay, so no, Kimmy didn't.
No, there's no way she Kimmy, because Kimmy's in that alliance.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting moving forward. The momentum seems to have shifted more towards, it seems like Spencer has taken the power. But, you know, like I said, it never lasts for Spencer. so if we
It
were,
is only a matter of time.
It is only a matter of time, knock on wood. But
he is playing a better game this time, though.
Now he is. Earlier in the season, he wasn't.
No, he was. Well, because he was, he couldn't catch a break earlier. I mean,
well, yeah, but he was also like way overplaying with
he was
whatever annoying Shireen girl name is.
Shireen.
Yes.
That is her name.
Annoying
yes.
Shireen girl. That's her name, right?
Yeah, her name is Shireen. But yeah. Oh my God, I totally forgot that Shireen was on this. This was so long ago.
That's the problem. They don't have the opening credits where they show everybody that's on it. That's what I do mess that because they would go, oh, do you? And they'd show the different people. You go, oh, that's right. They run that. Oh, that's right.
Our opening theme is an homage to the Fall.
So. Odie.
Well, we do have a call that came in. So why don't we go to that for a little bit of listener feedback?
All right.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Colleen. This is a call about Survivor. Had a couple questions for you about the overall scope of the show. A couple things I've been saying for years. And I just wanted your take on it. For one, do you think they coddle these guys too much these days? I kind of miss the days when there was more suffering involved in terms of, you know, they were really hungry and had to fish. And I feel like every week they're getting, half the people are getting rewarded with so much food. And it just, I wish there was a lot less of that. But the other thing is every season for a long time now, it basically seems like they do the same thing. They're on a beach. They're all in bathing suits, not wearing any, many clothes, you know, obviously for eye candy factor. But I would love to see them do one of these seasons where they drop them on top of a mountain, like put it in cold weather, make it so they have to bundle up. They have to have the fire, not to just cook their food or boil the water, but just to stay warm. I mean, it doesn't have to be in the middle of winter or anything, but I would love to see it like in the up in the Rockies or something, you know. I just think it would be interesting and a cool change of pace. What do you think? And thanks again for all you guys do. Big fan since the beginning of Jay and Jack. So thanks.
All right. Thank you for the call. So what do you think about that extreme Survivor?
Where would Joe wash his hair? There's no water. I mean,
I think so. The second and third season they did the Outback and Africa. And I think they said after that they would stop doing the more extreme, like where there's no water, there's no regularly sourced amount of stuff that they need to survive. I think just for safety reasons.
The Outback, you had that flood.
Yeah.
And it was what Tina was risking her life trying to get the rice or something like
that. Yes, and that was the only, I think that was the only other time where the production did something like that, right?
What do you mean?
Where production kind of stepped out of the game a little bit and added something that was directly relating to the elements rather than something that was planned in pre-production?
Well, maybe, yeah. Because I think, and then in Africa, there was like no water. And there was like literally lions like outside their thing. Like,
yeah, they had, I forget what they called it, but they had, I said, okay, I wouldn't want to go on this one. As much as I love animals, but you had the little stick things. I go, wait, we only have these sticks keeping us from, and they had to build it. Didn't they have to build the, and I go, yeah, I'm going to pass on this one.
Oh yeah. That's right.
I think while it would be interesting, I think
the Outback was cool.
It was cool, but I think you lose, you would lose a bit more of the strategic gameplay because I think they're pretty miserable as it is.
Well, this season they are. I mean, this season with all that rain.
Yeah, and there's some seasons like that, right, where it's all rainy and everybody's miserable, and there's some seasons where it's perfectly fine. You know,
where's the one where it was in Mexico? Didn't they do it in Mexico?
I don't recall.
I think they did it in Mexico where they had the. Where was it? Mexico. What's her name? One.
What was the unique thing about it?
It was just with the Aztec temples and stuff like that.
But what happened?
Well, they were just it wasn't in or surrounded by water. It was in the jungle. So
okay. Was there Amazon? Server Amazon?
No, I can't remember which one it was. I'm trying to remember. It was the brunette one. She used to be a newswoman.
They did China and so. I mean, they've done.
No, that was Todd though. That won China.
I know Todd won China. I'm just saying the different places, but. In general, I think there needs to be like some type of freshwater source, and so I
agree with them. I don't mind them mixing it up because I like to see like I said, Cambodia. I was like before they shot this, I would have said Cambodia. I'd never want to go to Cambodia, but you see, it's beautiful, and except for all that rain, But yeah. Other than that, it's the water looks great and everything. So I do like it. They do show different places, but I didn't want. I don't like them. Like the first season, when you're eating rats. Like,
yeah,
I don't know about that.
So I think there's a certain safety aspect to it where this isn't. They're in the element, and it is part of it.
And the outback one, they had to jump a 60-foot cliff, didn't they? Into the water, and one guy, the older guy, couldn't swim.
Yes,
it was.
Yes.
She was good friend. He was good friend with Hasselback.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the farmer guy.
Farmer guy. He couldn't swim, so he had to take the 60-foot jump. I'm like, oh my god, can I do that?
Was that Roger?
Into the water?
Yeah, I think Roger.
Yeah, Roger, and he didn't get any floaties or anything like that. So it was like, oh my. But they had, I think, was it Colby that dragged? Somebody grabbed him and caught him. Or didn't catch him, but when he was floating there, bobbing up and down, they grabbed him. And
but I guess you could do a season of Extreme Survivor where you get people that are very good at survivor skills. Like they'll know what to do in extreme survival situations.
But would you get the?
Could you do a season of that?
But what it makes Survivor interesting, though, is the strategic play.
I agree.
So would you need to get 16 people or 20 people that not only could they survive, but they have to be strategic players, too.
Yeah, that's probably – that's a tall
order. Because this was – this season, and I wasn't really gung-ho about it, the whole – but it's been a great season.
Yeah.
Because of the strategic play.
Yeah, this has been the most – like because, again, every jury vote has been – a hashtag blindside to a certain degree, yeah. Right? Nothing is, there's no easy vote and there's no safety for anybody.
Yeah. Cause in the past they try to deflect it and they try to edit it and show, okay, this could go this way. And it's 9 votes for that person.
Yeah.
You're like going, come on this way. I didn't know. I mean, I assume Fishbeck might be, but he had 2 votes. I'm like going, all right, it's gotta be Joe. Gotta be Joe. And I said, okay, oh, it's going to be Abby. And then when I got I go, oh my God, Steven screwed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the big thing, was just not splitting the vote. And again, like, they didn't
but
split the
thank
vote
you
with
for the
Savage
call.
Thing. Sorry.
They might, Extreme Survivor could be a cool thing, but it would be a tall order to get Extreme Survivors and people that would want to play the game.
As far as the eye candy,
I've never been picked, so... Wigglesworth would
sign
up for Extreme Survivor, and she would probably give a lot of confessionals about Extreme Survivor.
Even then, like the eye candy, like there was a period when they only just got pretty people. They didn't really want to.
It was when I was trying to get on.
Yeah,
and I would get so frustrated. I go, oh sure, let's just pick 16 pretty people that don't even want to win the game.
Sitting right here.
You mean 16 pretty people with hair?
Exactly. I don't want to go that way. But it's just obvious that people that just they were picking out of bars and hey, I'm not saying they did this, but hey, you come home with me, you'll go on Survivor. I'm not saying they did that, but it just seemed like it was all pretty people going on the show.
Well, it is about that time now to tally the votes. Let's see how we did last week. And believe it or not, Colleen knocked it out of the park. She got the first vote right and the second vote right.
Did I really?
Yeah, you said Sierra was going home first, and you said Fishbeck was going home second.
A small consolation prize.
To be fair, she was saying Fishbeck the whole time.
I did. I said Fishbeck every week.
But you said Sierra the week before, in all fairness.
I got on the Fishbeck. I thought, okay, it's his game to lose.
Yeah.
And he did lose it.
Jack, you said Jeremy and Joe. Neither happened. You almost had Joe. And I said Wentworth and Joe, and I almost had Joe.
You know, it's funny. I knew I had Jeremy, but I didn't know I had Joe.
I really was hoping that you guys would be right.
But Colleen, with 2 points now, she had 1 point earlier, takes the lead on the season. So
yeah.
Possibly her most darkest day in this podcast.
There's some redemption in that she's
3 points. Jack's wined 0.5 points. And my 2 points.
Should we try to get Steven on the show if we promise not to make fun of him?
He probably, yes. I don't know. I might cry.
I'll ship him some ammonium.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've got, like, I don't have my usual podcast energy tonight. I'm so disappointed, but I'll be back next week.
I will especially be back
next week if Joe goes home because I just want them to.
But that's your person. You don't want Wentworth to go home.
I literally got Spencer in my other pool.
I laughed
when I saw it was Steven Fishbeck. I just thought it was so funny. just because he made that scene, I guess, let me savor this moment. And he was so overthinking the game at that point. And when he went home, I just broke up laughing.
Yeah, I didn't. I kind of was like, oh, F word. We are. I was like, this is it. Did I stand up? I stood up when he said that. And yeah. I didn't even take
notes.
But
he makes the show interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now but what? It, we're going to watch Pretty Boy win for a while and Kelly Wentworth freaking pat herself on the back because of how awesome she is. And then do like several more periscopes on the internet and real life about
all
how
right,
awesome
well,
she is.
Let's go to episode 11.
Just kidding,
11.
Kelly. I like you. I'm just annoyed right now.
Episode 11. And we'll say a hashtag spoiler alert by some details about the next episode. So skip now to the end of the episode if you don't want to hear it. But this episode 11, is it confirmed that it will be a double elimination?
That's what I've heard.
It's got to be.
Because there's only a couple weeks left.
Because,
so they got
because right. there's now there's eight left, right? There's eight left, but we have 2 weeks of Survivor left.
So yeah. It has to be.
Because the 16th is the finale.
So
can I just say that I hate double elimination? I say it every time. I don't think it's fair.
Well,
it's a necessary evil in this case. Because in the past, they've had big seasons, and then they've been spared the double elimination because somebody will quit or medevac or whatever.
Oh, maybe that's what happens.
Well, that's why they have extra people. They have said they bring that many people because they expect, you know, some people to get medevaced and to quit. But this season, you're not going to have any quitters. There's not a quitter in the bunch.
I mean, listen, we got the most likely to quit saying I'm not going to quit over and over again. So.
There was no way he was going to quit.
No.
No, of course
there wasn't. There's no way.
Maybe Abby might quit. She might like Nyanka herself off the beach, if
he was, because it would hurt him in the Survivor community. There's no way. Yeah. And he still makes a living from the Survivor community. So there's no way he would quit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. So, Colleen, who is going home? And we'll give a one and a two again.
I want to spite vote Joe because I'm mad at him right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
for
know
surviving?
What order. So can I just vote Joe twice?
No. Just pick one.
Fine. Then I vote him twice.
You can't. Okay. So Joe's going home first, and then who's second?
You should split the vote.
Oh, should I? So should I say Abby next? You know what? In honor of Stephen Fishback, I'm going to go with Joe first, and then my second vote for next week, possibly, potentially, is going to go to Abby.
Okay, all right. So yep,
that worked out well for Stephen.
All right, Action Jackson, who's going?
You know what?
So...
F you, Lori.
I'm going to say, God, I really don't know. I think Jeremy goes.
I think you should go with Joe.
All right, so Jeremy.
Jeremy, and I think... Can I switch it? I'm going to go Keith, then Jeremy.
Oh, Keith and Jeremy?
Keith
and
Jeremy.
That's a weird
pick.
Because
of the preview. The preview makes it look like somebody with old man hands is ouch.
Well, it could have been. Medevac doesn't count. It's a vote.
It votes.
Yep.
Well, then.
Well, that's not fair, though.
That is fair. It's medevac is not being voted out. It's tally the votes.
Then it won't be Keith, then. Jeremy's definitely going home.
Go with Joe.
And I think Joe wins both immunity challenges and Kimmy.
Oh, they're going to peck at that alliance?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'm going to go Tasha because I said they're going to chip away at that. Jeremy still has the idol, but I'm going to say Jeremy second because he can't play it twice, even though it's my player. Now, it is going back to who will win it all. Action Jackson, Kiss of Death, 2 weeks in a row. You had Wigglesworth voted out, and then you picked Fishback, and now
I got on the Fishback. I told you I got on his bandwagon.
I know,
and
you did.
If I would have known he was going to play so terrible, I would have said no.
He didn't play terrible. Shut up.
So who are you now picking?
Who do I want to go home next? let's see. I like Jeremy, so I hope I'm wrong.
Go
Jeremy.
With Joe.
Joe has the greatest hair in the world. Can't be Joe.
Can they go with Wentworth?
I'm going to go Wentworth.
So two Wentworths here.
She has an idol.
Statistically, you will not beat Colleen because she has Wentworth picked.
That's fine.
Oh, so I got to go someone else then.
That's
I mean, if you want to win, yeah.
I'm going to switch my overall pick to Jeremy because I have
you can't
solidarity with that bloating block.
I'm going to go Spencer.
Spencer, okay.
Goodbye, Spencer.
Colleen is still in it
That's
with Wentworth,
cool
and I'm still
Spencer.
In it with Jeremy. And Colleen, like I said earlier, is in the lead with 3 tally marks. I am in second with 2, and Action Jackson with his pity, 0.5.
Well, that's what people say, why don't you do the fantasy stuff? I go, because I don't win. I just don't win.
All right.
I think I'm currently winning the Tribe League by like 20 points, and that's because I literally do put 10 points on Steven every week.
All right, guys. That is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. You can call us at 385-309-0311.
Colleen time.
And we have a new Survivor email, so why don't we unveil it today? So what is the Survivor email, Colleen?
So it's incredibly original. It's SurvivorJJC. Short for Survivor J Jack Colleen at gmail.com.
Is that what all those emails are now?
Yes. So
did you see all those emails come in?
And
we
haven't announced it yet, but it is part of a thing that's going on. But
I had to create new emails for every single podcast we do.
Anywho, the new one for Survivor is SurvivorJJC@gmail.com.
Can I just throw the challenge flag here?
What's that?
I have enough trouble remembering like 2 emails.
Listen, now there's
like,
this wasn't our choice.
It was not our choice.
I get that because I said, why are we doing this? I go, oh, probably because we have to.
And I am the one that has to keep track of all of them. So it means nothing to anybody but me and my poor iPhone that now has like 13 new emails.
Do you not hear me on the Stupid Guys podcast when I have to try to remember all the podcasts we do? And like my wife's yelling at me, go, why don't you just put yourself a post-it note? I go, no. I'm going to remember them.
I'll give you all the emails for those, too.
Email there. But again, if you email Lost Podcast, we'll still see it, too. Join our Facebook at facebook.com/group/Jay and Jack Group. Also, big thanks to the patrons that make this show possible. You, the listener, is what we do this show for. So thank you to all of our patrons, all 107 of them, over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. At the end of each episode, we send a special thanks to those that contributed a significant amount. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter. Thank you so much. And again, thank you to all 107. You can see a full list of the patrons over at jayandjack.com. And you'll find out more information about that if you want to check it out there at jayandjack.com.
Hey, Jack. Was Danny from Guatemala who you were talking about before?
Former news
person who won?
Yes, Danny
from Guatemala.
Brunette.
She was a sports radio host?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she used to date Tony Gonzalez, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, but thanks to Shut Up Tim for answering my text 20 minutes after I asked him. Actually, exactly 20 minutes. I asked him at 11:48. It's now 12:08.
Danny Boatwright or something like that?
Well, there
something
you
like
go.
That.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And if you do shop on Black Friday, be safe.
Yeah.
Shop online. And if there is something open on Thanksgiving, don't go. Force the man to push it back to Black Friday again.
Also, rest in peace, Steven's game. I feel like I'm going to go cry myself to sleep now.
All right, guys. On that depressing note.
Wait. Did you get the Battleship game?
Oh, crap. I didn't. This is going to be open tomorrow.
Well, obviously, you need to find a store that's going to be open tomorrow and take back what you just said about not going to a store and supporting the man.
Oh, no, but then I have to go
to
on
Amazon?
Thursday. No, I'm going on Friday. We still have time.
What are you even talking about?
For our live show. Did you not listen to any of the podcasts?
You haven't released The Married Man yet, have you?
Well, I guess not.
I post all 1,500 of them. I don't have time. I listen to as many as I can. Okay.
We're doing live.
I used to work on Thanksgiving Day. One time I had tacos on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sounds like my dream Thanksgiving. I love tacos. I could eat them every day.
So
it was the only thing open in San Diego was a taco restaurant. So me and this other guy who were working the rink that nobody was at had to drive down like 15 minutes to go get some tacos.
Oh, trust me, I worked in retail too. It stinks, but it is what it is. Either way, this Friday on Black Friday, Action Jackson and I are doing our live show for our patrons that contribute $15 or more a month, and we will be doing a live battleship battle because Action Jackson has 46 years unbeaten streak. 47 years. Has never been beaten in Battleship. So live on the show, if you contribute $15 or more,
but it's a Rocky III scenario.
It is. So it's the same as Ronda Rousey.
I just don't have the eye of the tiger anymore. It's just 47 years, you kind of
Have
go,
you been practicing at all? Have you been like thinking about your different layouts?
No.
All right, well, you know what? I will post the Married Man show like as soon as we are done with this, so that way everybody has at least 48 hours to listen.
Well, they're going
to
hear this on Survivor. We're posting that right now.
But don't you have – how are you going to get the game?
I guess I have to go to – maybe is Walmart open tomorrow?
I feel like Walmart's open every day.
So maybe well, Walmart.
Can't we download a system into the computer?
No,
are you going to be able to figure out how to play Battleship over the computer?
It's just going to be – I'll have one there and he has one there.
I played it on the computer.
All right. Anywho, we will figure out more of the details, but that'll be on this Friday. All right, guys. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Steven.